USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing investigations into efforts by former President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 election, according to a person with direct knowledge of the event. The subpoena to Pence as part of the investigation by special counsel, the scenario of a former vice president potentially testifying against his former boss in a criminal investigation, comes as Pence considers launching a 2024 Republican presidential bid against Trump. The two have been estranged since a mob of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, in an attempt to stop Democratic Joe Biden's victory. Burt Bacharach, the gifted and popular composer who delighted millions with a quirky arrangement and unforgettable melodies of Walk On By, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, and dozens of other hits, has died at 94. The Grammy, Oscar, and Tony-winning Bacharach died Wednesday at home in Los Angeles of natural causes. Some very tense moments Thursday in Texas at the Dallas County Health and Human Services building when a woman called police and said she heard gunshots on a floor below her.
Christian Gonzalez was in the building when police arrived.
You never think that that's going to happen, but then when it does, it's just very scary because you don't know if that can be your last day.
The building is next door to the Medical Examiner's building, where a murder-suicide occurred in November. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says high tensions can be expected.
Very disturbing to the employees having lost a co-worker in this building, Swift's.
Officials say they cannot confirm a shooting took place. I'm Victoria Idoni.
One of three Memphis police officers who initially detained Tyree Nichols last month has admitted he did not witness the alleged reckless driving that was the justification for pulling over Nichols, but still approached his car while brandishing his gun. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Ukrainian relatives of a slain cinematographer are seeking damages in her death from actor Alec Baldwin in connection with the fatal shooting on the set of a Western movie under a civil lawsuit filed Thursday in Los Angeles. The new lawsuit against Baldwin was filed in Los Angeles Superior Court on behalf of Hutchins' parents and younger sister, who works as a nurse on the outskirts of the Ukrainian capital city of Kyiv and is married to a Ukrainian man fighting in the war against Russia. Cinematographer Halina Hutchins died shortly after being wounded during her rehearsal in the movie Rust in October 2021 at a film set ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe. Southwest Airlines says they have reimbursed a vast majority of passengers who were affected by the Christmastime meltdown, which left many stranded. Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson apologizing for canceling 16,000 flights around the holidays,
including hotels, rental cars, meals, tickets on other airlines, and other necessary expenses like replacement car seats. Let me be clear, we messed up.
President Volodymyr Zelensky asked his Western allies Thursday for more weapons and said a Ukraine that is winning its war with Russia should become a member of the European Union, arguing the bloc won't be complete without it. At the close of the 16-hour summit that ended Friday when Zelensky was already gone, the EU leaders pledged they would do it all it takes to back Ukraine, but offered no firm timetable for EU membership talks to begin, as Zelensky had hoped. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.